At that point in time, I was married. I had just started my family. I had two children, and living with my first husband, and our lives were very difficult economically and socially. I was in a mixed marriage in a city that wasn't too kind to racial to crossing racial lines. And so we had a pretty tough time. And when Watts exploded, that was the first time in the history of the nation that blacks really took the liberty to be publicly vocal about how we really felt about our history, our lack of history, and how we had been treated. And in Watts at that time, a number of workshops and cultural centers sprang up in that part of South Central Los Angeles. And so there was a lot going on. There was a lot of interest. There was a great deal of media attention. And I was at the heart of that. I was attending Studio Watts. Another alumna of Studio Watts is Jane Cortez out of New York, who you might recognize her name. So the poet Jane Cortez had a drama and acting workshop at the time. The artist Sonny Bustyan came out of Studio Watts' workshop. So we're kind of some of the survivors of the success stories of that particular community venue. But there were others. There was Mufundi Institute. There was the Watts Writers Workshop, which was notoriously associated with Bud Schulberg, who had come out of New York into Los Angeles to build something, erect something positive out of the ashes there. So there were all these things going on at the time. There were coffee houses and a lot of cultural fulmination. And as the sole writer at Studio Watts, I found that I was encouraged to develop my gift. That there actually, I had never heard of grantsmanship, for example. That's where I first discovered that that whole world exists. I knew nothing about the literary world. And the first time I saw Amiri Baraka's work, I was actually presented with his manuscript, a manuscript of a book that was about to be published. And I was given the manuscript to say, to show what the potential was for me as a poet. And I was allowed to take the manuscript, home and look at it and read it and study it and bring it back on my honor, which I did. I was able to get a scholarship. Writers, they had the famous writer's school at that time. I received the first scholarship from the famous writer's school and was able to take formal lessons to give me some of the craft underpinnings that I needed to really develop as a poet. So that began, and I was treated with respect. My gift wasn't dismissed. At that time, the school system in Los Angeles was very repressive and very dismissive of gifted young blacks. Here was an arena where we were being nourished. And this was some of the first nourishment I received. So that helped me start to look at those negatives and turn them into positives.
We've turned away from that. I'm guessing that this is some great society money that went into these programs. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. These were residuals of JFK administration cultural programs. The NEA hadn't or was about to come into existence around that time, the NEA and the NEH, the National Endowment for the Humanities. So these were monies that were feeding the culture, and I was one of the I'm a byproduct of that kind of energy, really.